So one thing that does continue to roll along generally is, apart from the NWBU taking a bit of a break, there's always something happening in basketball. And joining me in the studio is the CEO of Basketball Tasmania, Chris McCoy. Welcome to you, Chris.
Thanks, Mick. Thanks for having me. It's a beautiful Easter Saturday.
Yeah, it is beautiful. How are your kids around Easter? They love it, do they, the whole family?
They do. When it's weather like this, you can get out and about and being down to the beach and on the bike tracks. It's a great time of year before we start to bunker down a little bit for winter.
What about tennis? Great tennis weather too. You love your tennis, don't you?
Very good tennis weather, yes.
And we won't talk AFL football because you follow a team that's just not happening for them at the moment.
No, we're in a rebuilding phase for the first time in a long time, and I did watch every minute of that game. I wanted to go through it and just see how the Kangas responded, I suppose, to what they were going to cop with the Bulldogs, and it wasn't pretty. And I got lots of messages from mates,
as you do. You get heaps of messages as the old football panic button gets pushed sometimes, don't it, from all the supporters. Well, let's talk basketball. That's something that you're so actively involved in. Now the Jack Jumpers have got a 3x3 day in Hobart today and Launceston on Monday. Explain to us what 3x3 is.
Yeah, so it's a condensed format of the game where you have three on court and at a time, or three per team, and it's in the half court. So it's now an Olympic sport. It's coming up in the Tokyo Olympics, and it's a fast-paced game where you rebound the ball instead of going to the other end. You call what's a rebound the ball outside the three-point line, and then it becomes live and you straight back into the action. So you have four per team and three on the court, and it's a really fast paced game. So it's a great workout. We find it's really good for one-on-one skills for players. It's good for pick-and-roll team concepts. And this weekend, the Jack Jumpers are running their three-on-three days today, currently as we speak in Hobart, which is, from all my reports so far, been a tremendous day down there. And then Launceston on Easter Monday.
A bit like what they've tried to do with tennis, with the fast-forward tennis, wasn't it? They were just trying to get some sort of hybrid game going that is fast. It's really easy on the eye. Kids can come in and really have a go, and it's sort of just T20 basketball in one sense.
Absolutely, and it's something that's been around for many years. It's played in the playgrounds all over the world. Mm. You go to one of the basketball's favourite places, New York, and in the back streets there, and they're playing pickup games 3-on-3 all the time. So it's really made it official, that form of the game, and we think it'll keep growing. We've held some events and they've been really well received, especially when you can get outdoors, and that's what these Jack Jumper events are. Today and Monday in Launceston, they're outdoors, so you have to you hope for a nice day in Tassie. But we've been fortunate that today is a beautiful day in Hobart, and in Launceston Monday it's 20 degrees and no wind, so we couldn't ask for any better for Monday as well at this stage.
So if you're listening, some of the guys from the coast can sort of travel down and do that. Is there any chance that something along the northwest coast will happen with 3x3?
Yeah, we'll run some events up here as well. It's just a matter of having some venues that you can do them. So we don't have too many outdoor courts. We've got a few in Ulverston and a few in schools in Devonport. But the beauty of Launceston is we've got it at Riverbend Park, which is near the Silos development, and it's a fantastic facility that the council's put together. Mm. So that's really good. And then we imported a court into Princess Wharf in Hobart there. So it's down Salamanca Way, and there's a couple of courts set up there today. So it's going forward, we'll look to have mobile hoops and mobile courts that we can lay straight down on any car park or bitumen.
So it's on your radar for the Northwest coach, which is great. Now, the TJBL started last week, so can you tell us all about what's happening there?
Yeah, well, it's been a lot of structural work for that. That's our junior representative competition, and it's in two conferences, Northern Conference and Southern Conference, and it's transferred the NWBU format, which we've had for many years, and we've included Launceston in the Northern Conference, and that's going really well. We've added Division 1, Division 2, so that it's better games for all teams. The previous format has served us well for 50 years, but this new format is much better for competition as far as Division 1. The teams there are playing closer competitive games, fully timed games, and then Division 2 for the other teams that want to play representative basketball in a good format at their level. Mm. So it's we have found that it's been really well received. 195 teams across the state. We played 120 games last season, and we had 34 games decided by single figures, which was a great stat for us last week. And even eight of those games were with a match-winning basket. So that's sort of what we're aimed at. We're aimed at providing that representative level competition, not only for players, but you know, coaches need to coach under pressure, referees need to officiate under pressure. So that's been the goal, and we're happy with the start.
That's brilliant, because I think basketball, above a lot of other sports, not frightened to change things up, to look at how we're going, and then say, look, we think there's a slightly better way of doing this. Let's have a go at it. And I think that's brilliant. What about the National Junior Championships? Now, they start in a week's time.
They do. We send our under 18 teams away this coming Thursday, and they start on the Saturday. And they've got a really good Northwest contingent in the team. You've got in the girls' team, Macy Crawford, Ruby Gray, and Taya Webb from Devonport, and Charlie Kay from Burnie. And then in the Northwest boys, in that state team, is Marley Bourne, Eli French, Riley Haywood, and Kai Savage. You can see there a number of common names there.
Going to say that.
You know, Ruby Gray is Dave Gray's daughter. You've got Taya Webb, who's Tony Webb's daughter. Macy Crawford is Belinda Broxoff's daughter. And the boys as well. Marley Bourne is Errol Bourne's son. So there's some good sports people that are producing boys and girls coming through our ranks.
Now, we love these talented sports people having kids and then watching them grow, if they want to. And I think that's the key thing. Some kids don't want to sort of follow in the footsteps. They want to do other things, but it is brilliant when you see those names bob up. So under 20 nationals in May in Mackay in Queensland, the under 16 nationals in July in Perth.
That's right. So we've got those trips coming up as well. The 20s was delayed from February due to COVID, but fortunately we're able to kick that off. It's important because we lost a whole year of national championships, so our athletes at the pointy end were working so hard without then being able to test themselves on the national stage, and we love coming up against the bigger states. We love having the underdog tag where we can fight above our weight. In with 14 teams at a national championships, we're regularly in the top eight, and we're pushing top six, top four. Our under 20 boys especially are a big chance to medal, which would be a terrific achievement. You know, they've got Taryn Armstrong, Rain Smith, Sia Deans. We've got some guys that can really go there. So we're really looking forward to seeing how our teams perform.
If you reckon you're okay at basketball, now is a pretty handy time to get stuck in. If you think, oh, I'm tossing up between one sport or the other sport, over, jump on basketball, because if you've got some ability, we've got jack jumpers, we've got things happening. So the NBL one season gets underway, and I think that's I saw this the other week where the Northwest Thunder starts on April the 17th. But there's lots of fantastic local guys that are going to be running around that comp.
Yeah, that's right, and it's good to see the Thunder with a great local contingent. Guys like Ben Richmond and Taryn Armstrong, Mason Bragg, Paul Campbell's in that team, Sia Deans and Joe Chilcott. They're a really strong local contingent. It's been a tough season to bring in imports. Usually teams would bring in a couple of imports, but with the COVID difficulties, that really comes now back to your local contingent. So looking forward to seeing the Thunder in action on Saturday the 17th of April. It'll be a double header down in Hobart, so the Thunder will play the Chargers in the guys, and then the girls Tornadoes versus the Chargers. So it's an all Tassie trip to start the season.
The rivalry, you just can't beat it. So the NBL season, NBL one season, just a bit of a settling down year probably for them until everything COVID. We don't have to keep on speaking about COVID affected. So, what about the new coach at the Thunder? He'll be chomping at the bit to get stuck into it.
Coach Nick Haywood, he will leave no stone unturned in everything he does. He does everything with energy, and he does everything, leading the guys. Even the recent rowing challenge they had, he rode a marathon himself. whilst the team rotated through, for a great cause and charity, Nick decided he'd do it himself and rode the full, 42 kilometres on the roller.
Yeah, look, I can remember when a guy came to coach cricket at Devonport, a guy called Graham Mansfield. He was 41 years of age, and he said, right, we're going to get fit. And we thought, oh, well, I'll be pretty fit. And I was in my early 20s, and a few of us just really in their prime. He was fitter than everyone at 41, and he did everything with us. And he taught us the whole philosophy around, well, you know, if your mind is fit and you're not going too well mentally and you've got 45 runs on the board, you may be out for 46, but if you're fit enough, you'll do it. And Nick is obviously leading from the front in that way. Well, he writes books too, apparently.
Yes, that's right. He's written a few books and strums the guitar. He does a few different things. But looking forward to him seeing him coaching with the Thunder. It's a great opportunity for him to come in now. And after missing last season, we can now make a start and give it a real crack. It's good to see the league up and running again. All the teams, pretty much all the Victorian teams, are back in action, and they'll have a good Australian contingent as well. So we're looking forward to seeing the Thunder.
And the Jack Jumpers, just before we go, the Jack Jumpers have picked up a real quality person to be a mentor. Is it Mika Vekona, who's just a real... I've called him on many occasions when he's come to play it, when I was in Adelaide working there commentating, and such a quality, tough competitor, doesn't get too flustered. He'll be a wonderful addition to the Jack Jumpers, I reckon.
Yeah, no doubt. He had a terrific career, and he worked hard in his career. He certainly... He was one of those guys that got everything out of his ability, and since then he's been stayed in basketball and being involved in the sport. So it's a great coup for the Jack Jumpers to get him with that basketball group. He'll assist with recruiting. He'll assist with their basketball operations. So that's terrific for Coach Scott Roth to have him as part of the team.
Yeah, and he's got a business in Queensland, I believe, and he's sort of going to commute a little bit. But but these days of Zoom and all sorts of things and etc. That doesn't stop us these days, does it? I mean, he'll be able to, I know that he'll be super committed because that's what he was like as a player.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he'll stay in Brisbane, but he'll come up and down regularly. And as you say, you can operate from anywhere these days. If you're recruiting talent from overseas, it doesn't matter if you're sitting in Hobart or sitting in Brisbane. You still need to speak to them and fly to the US and do whatever you need to do. So he'll be an excellent addition for the team.
Brilliant, Chris. Thanks for coming in.
Great. Thanks for having me again.
No worries. Chris McCoy there, who's the CEO of Basketball Tasmania, and fantastic for Chris to be able to come in and have a chat to us on the Sideline View.